You care about helping others learn and grow, and now you can make an even greater difference. The Ohio State University's fully online master's in applied behavior analysis prepares you to help learners with disabilities thrive. You'll develop the skills to use evidence-based interventions that enhance learning outcomes and foster independence, all in a flexible format designed for working professionals. With growing demand for board-certified behavior analysts, this online program helps you prepare for what's next without pausing your life. If you're ready to expand your impact, Ohio State is ready to support your next step. Visit go.osu.edu/behavioranalysis.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to a very special edition of the Three Down Nation podcast. I'm JC Abbott, joined today by McGill quarterback Eloa La Tendresse Regimbeau. Did I say that correctly?
Yes, sir, you did.
We're here at the CFL Combine, and you are one of the top players to watch this week because of the athleticism that you bring to the table. So let me ask you this. Have you always known you were a freak?
That's a great question. I'd say throughout my years, I had to develop some abilities to escape the pocket. So I'd say back in, we have a thing there in Quebec called the Cégep. So it's like the continuity of high school. Mm-hmm. This is where I became more a dual threat quarterback and expanded on my skills of running the football and using my legs a little bit more. But now I think I realized I was a freak back in university where I was able to pull some decent things. Yeah.
How old were you when you started playing football? How did you get into the sport?
So I was pretty young. My father brought me into the sport back at like eight years old. Yeah. Started in Saint Laurent back at Montreal, then went to Sun Youth where I did almost 10 years there, and they really have a great program for the youth and developed me as a young adult and a young man, and kept going through Cégep at Vanier College, then went to university with McGill Redbirds. Yeah.
Have you always been a quarterback that entire time, or did you move around a little bit?
Right. So back in youth football, for sure, you try everything, right? You play both ways sometimes. So I was a bit of a safety at one point, and the quarterback position became more serious, I stayed at the position of quarterback and kept evolving in that position. Yeah.
What was it about that position that drew you to it?
Right, great question. I'd say it's about having the control of the game, knowing where the ball is going to go, and dictating a bit how the play is going to work and where to give your the ball to your guys and just create opportunities either way. And with the athleticism I had, I was able to create both on the field and on the air abilities to create plays. Yeah,
you were a dominant player at the Cégep level, highly coveted by teams around the country, but you end up deciding to go to McGill. That's not a common choice indeed. For top recruits, certainly not in the province of Quebec when you have powerhouses like the Université de Montréal and Université Laval. Why did you decide to become a Redbird?
Well, at first, I wanted to leave the province and realized that the best option was to stay here and get a degree in the province of Quebec. So I wanted to study in education, and two universities giving out the program, either Montreal or McGill University, and playing for the underdogs and creating a new culture and rebuilding the program was something that was looking up to, like I did back at Banya with some teammates. So that was something that was really driving me to give, like we say in French, a second souffle, like a second breath to the program and build and keep evolving and in the program. So I really believed in what they were doing, and we had couple changes there with a head coach leaving and a new one coming in, and now I think we're on the right track to become one of the greater program in the province.
It hasn't always been easy, certainly in the RSCQ as that underdog. Has it been frustrating at times for you?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's one thing about the adversary you have to deal with. So, coming off from a winning program to more of a losing program, you have to a little bit of change your mindset and approach the game a different way and really try to take the best out of it. So I think it's a lot of experience that loses the loss brought me. So yeah, it was a great experience for sure.
But sitting here today, you don't have any regrets that you didn't sign on to Laval and win the Vanier Cup?
No, no, no. I think that was the right path for me, and life just gave me that opportunity, which I'm glad I took.
You've put up some eye-popping statistics at McGill with your arm, but also with your legs. And there's some CFL scouts out there who I'm sure this week are going to ask you the question, if you're asked to move to a position other than quarterback, receiver, potentially, would you be open to that? What's your response to that question?
Yeah, I'd be open 100%. I think playing in the CFL, playing in the league, it's one of my dream, and whatever it's going to take to have a contract and to help a team out to whatever it takes, I'll gladly do it and be open about any opportunities that I'm going to have. Yeah.
Is that something that you're already, you know, preparing for? Like, are you doing some receiver training, or do you intend to do some drills this weekend?
Slowly. I think it's just about moving your body and knowing what to do in certain type of situations. So yeah, it's a receiver. It's a lot of skills. So learning that new position might be hard at first, but I'd be open to try anything different and help a team out on the CFL and be part of a roster. So, like I said, it's one of my biggest dreams. So for sure, I'll be open, more than open to do it.
Last year at the CFL Combine, Manitoba quarterback Jackson Tuchinski came in here, listed as a QB, and then ended up doing a bunch of receiver drills and trying to showcase himself that way. Do you intend to do any of that this week, or is that something for a later date?
Yeah, CFL Combine, it's not too long, right? You have a short period of time to showcase your skills, and you want to turn as many heads as possible to again have that opportunity. So whatever it takes, if the coaches are asking me to jump in as a receiver and do a couple of the drills, or stay at quarterback, and or even safety or whatever in defense, I'd be open and willing to try anything. I mean, with the athleticism I have, I'm sure I can find a fit somewhere and use my abilities at my best.
Have there been people who have said, actually, we like you more as a DB?
Not yet. No, we have a couple of interviews tomorrow, so that's where the talk's going to come.
Okay, so you're open to either side of the ball at this stage?
Yeah, so yeah.
Have you talked to any receivers or DBs, about what that transition might be like? Or are you picking people's brains that maybe have gone through it in the past?
Yeah, for sure. Looking at some tape, Trey Ford or one guy that I really look up to is Taysom Hill. Mm. Being able to be a passer, a runner, a catcher, whatever, It's a bit of a all around athlete. So that's someone I really look up to and wish to be a bit of a Tyson Hill in the CFL.
You seem to be taking all of this in stride, but you know, a lot of times Canadian quarterbacks are asked to make that transition and doesn't always seem fair when you've had a lot of success at quarterback. Do you think Canadian QBs are getting a fair shake to actually play the position?
So yeah, I think it's a great question. Yeah, the quarterback position is a really hard position, especially in the pros. Everything is fast, everything is quicker, and the guys are professional, so it's the best of the best, right? And I do think that quarterbacks need to have a bit of a better chance, but with the showcase that we've been having throughout the years with Trey Ford and Nathan Rourke and his brother Senator, and then the other leagues, I think Canadians are getting more chances than before. Yeah,
you've mentioned Trey Ford a couple of times now, and sure. You guys have very different builds, but perhaps from a skill set perspective in terms of running quarterbacks, that might be the closest comp. Who's faster between the two of you?
Indeed. So if I'm not mistaken, Trey Ford clocked 4.4 at the combine a couple of years back. And that's the number I'm aiming for. So we'll see. We'll see tomorrow at the testing. But I think he got a quick edge on me there. But I'll give him the credits. He's a quick guy.
Have you ever spoken to Trey or had any conversations?
No, just from afar. I've been looking up to him. And he's a great quarterback. And the abilities he had and was able to put on the field were amazing. So yeah, it's really someone that I look up to.
What has been your proudest moment thus far in your football career?
Proudest moment? I think my 4 years in university were something I'm really proud of. First off, getting a degree and being able to not be part of a powerhouse, but changing the culture in somewhere and really have an impact in one of the team has been something that I was really, really, really proud of. So yeah, my years in university for sure.
Is there a specific game or an accomplishment that stands out to you on your resume?
I remember my first game against Laval, mm-hmm. and it was my first game, my first starting game at Laval at Molson against Laval. And it was a great moment. They were not ready for us, and we broke, I think, the record of a first down, and had a decent, really good game. And that was my first entrance in the U Sports RSQ circuit. So yeah, that was something really exciting.
We talked a little bit about Tuchinski last year, and he ultimately went back to school for his fifth year. I believe you have that option as well. If you are asked by a CFL team to go back to school, is that something that you'd be open to, or is it something that you are planning to do at this stage?
So something I'm open to at the end of my degree. So I don't really mind if they send me to develop furthermore my skills. I'd be more than happy to do it. But if I can get a spot on the roster or a peer squad, I think that's really something I'm looking forward to.
This weekend will be a little bit of a reunion of sorts as well, because we got news a couple of days ago that your old Cégep teammate, Nick Senecal, is going to be in attendance. Wasn't originally on the invite list. You guys made some magic at Vanier. What's it going to be like to reunite with him here?
Yeah, it's great. Me and Nick, we've been having that chemistry back in Vanier, like you said. And he's a great guy to be around. Really great athlete, great human being. And yeah, we're friends off the field also. So it's not hard to spend time with that guy and develop that chemistry even more. And hopefully we're going to be able to showcase a little bit during the one-on-ones and practices on the weekend.
What does he bring to the table in terms of a player?
I mean, he's fast, he's smart, he's twitchy, and DBs are gonna have to stick to him, because he's not someone to look down to. So yeah, he's a quick guy for sure.
I understand that the original plan before he got that offer from Hawaii was that you guys were gonna be a tandem at McGill as well. Do you ever think about what could have been if that did come to fruition?
100%. 100%. Yeah. It would have been nice. We had that talk a couple of times about exactly going to McGill and helping them to rebuild a bit the program they were creating. And when he told me like a week or 2 weeks before training camp that he was going to Hawaii for a full ride and everything, I was really happy for him. But at the same time, I had a bitter taste in my mouth because he was my main guy. And no, it's going to be great to have him back and being able to throw the ball to him again.
That may be one of the biggest what ifs in U Sports history, how the RSEQ may have looked different if Nick Senecal hadn't got a scholarship offer from the Rainbow Warriors.
Yeah, he would have left a mark for sure, had an impact, 100%.
Last thing I'll hit you with here, and I'll do it in two parts. Where is your ceiling as a quarterback, and where is your ceiling as a position player, whether that's offense or defense?
Right. So I think my ceiling's pretty high. I think a guy always willing to work, always willing to learn more about either the position of quarterback or just football in general. So I think I'm a quick learner also. So the ceiling's pretty high, and I feel like I'm still, like I could still reach a higher ceiling and reach a higher potential also.
Oh, this has been a pleasure. Aloha, thank you so much for doing this. Best of luck this weekend and best of luck in the CFL draft.
Thank you.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.